Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus that will never lose its power. We come, Father, before your holy throne of grace this morning, Father, in unity, thanking you, Daddy, for the blood of Jesus, the blood that will never lose its power. Thank you, Father, because it reaches to the highest mountains, Father, and it flows down to the lowest valley. It reaches everyone in between, God. Your blood will never lose its power. Thank you that your blood cries out for us. Your blood speaks a better word than that of Abel. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, dear God. Your blood heals us. Thank you that your blood delivers us. Thank you that your blood sanctifies us. Thank you for your blood, God. Ooh, we bless you this morning. We bless you and we honor you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that we have been redeemed from the curse because of the blood of Jesus. We are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not us, but it is you, Christ, that lives in us. And this life that we now live in this flesh, we live by faith of you, the Son of God. Jesus, because you loved us and you gave your life for us, and we say thank you. We come this morning with a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving. Before we make any request unto you, God, we come before your throne with thanksgiving. And we thank you. And we say this is a good morning. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And we say good morning to each of you who have joined the prayer call, every clergy member, every visitor, every member of New Destiny Church, all of you who have joined us today, we say good morning and welcome. Let me introduce you to our team that's lined up. My name is Sister Charlene Tuckerson. I am your facilitator today. The angel of our house is Bishop C. Carl Smith and Pastor Adrian Smith. We bless our leaders in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We also want to say good morning to our prayer call controller, Sister Kima Joseph. Good morning, Sister Kima. We thank you, sis, you and your fellow co-laborers who get up way before we do in the morning to access the call and to ensure that everything is working well when we enter in. Our devotion leader this morning is Minister John Smalls. We want to say good morning to you, sir, and we bless you in the name of the Lord. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you so much. I received that blessing. I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I am well, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Any prayer requests and praise reports that have been submitted will be offered up this morning by Sister Shirley Burke. Good morning, Sister Shirley. We bless you, sis, in the name of the Lord Jesus. How are you doing today?
Praise the Lord, Sister Charlene. I'm doing well, and I pray you are too, and I am thankful for the blood.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. You are so welcome, sis. Without further ado, we are ready for the devotion, Minister John.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone, near and far. This morning, we are talking about the blood. And my topic today is the blood speaks. The blood speaks. And we're going to be looking at Genesis 4:10. And it says this: Then the Lord said, talking with Cain, "What have you done? Your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground." Once again, Cain, what have you done? Your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. You know, so many times when we go to the doctor and we get a physical, one of the first things that they do is they draw blood. And the reason why they draw blood is to check the status of your body. And when that blood test comes back, one of the things that we would ask is, what does the blood test say? What does it say? In essence, we are saying and asking the question, what is the blood telling us? What is the blood telling us? Sometimes that blood can tell, you know, if a person has diabetes, you know, if they have an anemia or some type of heart condition, you know, it could tell also if a person, in one way, if a person is pregnant, if a young woman, a woman is pregnant, that blood could tell that. Once again, the blood speaks. It says that you are pregnant. The blood can also tell us, we have this thing that we do now with more definitive recognition. It can also tell us about our ancestry. Our ancestry. For instance, President Obama, through his test, he has found out that he is related to the Bush family, George Bush Sr. and Jr. He's also related to Gerald Ford, Lyndon Johnson, Harry Truman, and lastly, James Madison. Through the blood, it has been identified that he's related to all of these people, not by looks, but by the blood. And don't be surprised that you that are online, that we are not related somehow, some way through the blood. Because what? The blood speaks. The blood speaks. If you recall back in Exodus, and I'm talking about Exodus 12:23, when the Israelites would have to go through a process of cleansing. And it says here that Moses told the people to select a lamb for your family, to slaughter a Passover lamb. Now, this is when God had placed the plague over Egypt. And this was the last plague, the very last plague. And Moses told them that per God's instruction, take a bunch of hyssops and dip it in a bowl of blood after you've sacrificed the lamb, smear it on the lintel on top of the door and on the doorposts on both sides. Once you've done that, no one is to leave. God will pass through to strike Egypt now. And when he sees the blood on the lintel, on the doorpost, God will pass by over the doorpost. And he will not destroy anything or anyone inside. Because why? The blood will speak. That Passover lamb's blood will speak to the angel that is passing over to say, not this house. This house is saved. Even back in the Masonic days, the law of Moses, once a year, the priest was to make an offering of the blood of animals on the altar of the temple for what? The sins of the people. And even before he did that, he had to do it for himself to make sure that he was able to go in and do the sacrifice for the people. Because it says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness, no forgiveness. This was a blood offering that was limited in its effect. What I mean by that is that every year this had to be done. Year after year, the priest would have to make an offering for the people of Israel and their sins. Some animal would have to give their life for the sake of the people to be forgiven. And they were able to do this because what? The blood speaks. The blood speaks. The blood spoke to the Father, saying that this sacrifice animal is standing instead for the person who should be here. This blood is saying, we will take it and be sacrificed opposed to that person. The blood speaks. And if we go back to the Word, when Jesus himself said to his disciples, and this is in Luke 22:20, when they were having the Last Supper, it says, in the same way, after supper, they had eaten, and Jesus took the cup, and he said, this cup is the new agreement or covenant, a binding relationship between God and his people. That begins with and established by and or sealed with the blood which is poured out. Do not skip over the word poured out. It wasn't just spilled accidentally. It was poured out deliberately with conscience. Jesus said that I will pour out my blood that will speak a better word for each one of you, past, present, and future, pour it out. I voluntarily do this. When Jesus shed his blood on the cross, his blood did away with our old covenant, the requirement for the continual sacrifice of animals. Why? Because Jesus' blood spoke and stood in the gap. The sin that we committed against a holy God required a holy sacrifice. That's why in the Old Testament, during Moses' days, we had to do this again and again and again, because those sacrifices were not holy. You do it once and for all. We have to do it again and again. But Jesus' blood spoke. The blood of the bulls and goats and doves did not meet the total requirement what God intended. But Jesus' blood spoke. And our debt was paid once and for all in Him. In Jesus, we have redemption through His blood that speaks. His blood speaks about the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace. And that redemption, Jesus took our place. Can you only imagine that you had someone who did not commit one sin? Can you imagine? Here's this individual who did not do anything wrong, but yet he is going to jail. He did not do anything wrong. He is put in the hole. He didn't do anything wrong, but now he has a death sentence because of what we did. And he poured it out willingly for each one of us. His death was an exchange for our life. And the word is clear in regards to Scripture is clear that the redemption is only possible through the blood. That is why when 1 Peter 2:24 said, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, and by whose stripes we were healed. And with each of those 39 stripes, it drew blood. And each time the blood was drawn, it spoke. It is so, so important for us to understand that this was a plan laid out by God. Because the word said in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become righteousness of God in Him. And why? The blood speaks. The blood speaks, and no matter what people may say, just remember, when Jesus, his last words on the cross, when he said, it is finished, and bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Nothing was taken away from him. Even though the people thought it, he gave up the spirit. And when he did, the blood speaks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister John. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking that word this morning through Minister John. And I pray that we all got that. There was some rhema in there as well. I've looked at that scripture many times, but that word poured out that word poured. That became a rhema for me this morning. Thank you. Without further ado, Sister Shirley, we're ready for you. Saints, let's stand together in agreement as she prays, knowing that the blood of Jesus speaks.
Hallelujah.
We're ready, sis.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood and for that word. Hallelujah. Father God, as we come before your throne of mercy this morning, we're coming on behalf of the body of Christ, acknowledging you are sovereign and you're omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent power of all your creation. Father, we come asking you to bow your ear and hear our voice of thanksgiving and praise as we worship your mighty name for this day you have given us. Hallelujah. We give you praise for it, Lord God. We thank you, Father. As we stand boldly in your presence, covered with the blood of Jesus, we thank you for the body of Christ, for your kingdom is in us, for your anointed word, every oracle, precept, commandment, saving faith, and all you have provided for us in the Holy Ghost. Father God, thank you for your daily bread, for our mind, soul, body, and spirit, for a repentant heart to be obedient to your will and way in everything we say and do. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, and may we always forgive others the way you forgive us, Father. Thank you for covering us and walking with us as we navigate through this world, Lord God, that's filled with obstacles and false teaching and lies that tries to draw us away from your presence and holy word. But let us walk with Jesus and listen to him speak to us through his spirit and open the scripture to us that concerns himself as we rejoice in his resurrection power. Father God, we thank you for Jesus, whose blood speaks a better word of forgiveness, wholeness, newness of life, faith, hope, and victory for those who believe in him, his life, death, burial, and resurrection. Father God, we praise you for our whole heart, for you are great and greatly to be praised, and for your mercy and endurance that endures for us, Lord God. You are with us in the good times, the tough times, and the times we don't understand who we are or where we are. Father, as we rejoice in your goodness, we give thanks, call on your name, and declare your deeds to everyone we know as we continue to seek your face daily, thanking you for the marvelous works you have done for your people and for remembering your covenant with us forever to 1,000 generations. We give you praise. Father God, we thank you for everyone that received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and was filled with the Holy Spirit on this past Resurrection Sunday. We ask you to put a hedge of protection around them, so the enemy has no foothold in making them change their mind about the decision they have made to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. Father, may they stay consistent in their Bible reading, establishing a habit of prayer, and coming to church as they begin to build their relationship with you. Father, may they not be afraid to ask you for help and to trust the Holy Spirit to lead and guide them into all truth. May their desire be for the things of God, with the determination to forsake their old habits and worldly ways of living, with a heart of obedience and ears to hear clearly what the Spirit is saying. Father, we pray their measure of faith will increase, spending time in your presence, as the light of your love illuminates the word to bring them wisdom and understanding. May the body of Christ rally around the new believer, encouraging them in their faith to have confidence in the word of God and the assurance that you are with them and will never leave them. And we thank you for your peace, Father, that surrounds them. Father, we exalt and magnify your name above every situation and circumstance the body of Christ is facing, with an ensuring faith that it's in your hand, as we ask for your will to be done and not ours. Father, we thank you for moving in the lives of those that need healing, deliverance, wholeness, and faith to trust your word, for you are no respecter of person, and you will perform every word, Lord God. You have spoken for your glory and for good to those who love you, to those who are called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for the word of God that will be released in the ears of the believer, the sinner, and backslider around this world. We ask for the power and the anointing of your spirit to rest upon every apostle, bishop, pastor, and speaker as they yield themselves to the Holy Spirit during the preaching and altar call. Father God, we ask you to speak into the hearts of the believer to pray for those that have never encountered Jesus, to have open ears to hear the word and hearts to believe. Jesus died for their sins that they may have new life and be restored back into relationship with God the Father. Father God, we ask you for your spirit to rest upon the altar workers with divine appointments as they pray and minister with those that come to the altar. May each altar worker be sensitive to the moving of the Holy Spirit with obedience, love, and patience in Jesus' name. Father, strengthen your people, and by faith may Christ dwell in their hearts as they become rooted and grounded in your love. Father, we pray for everyone that will be serving the body of Christ this week through the ministry of parking lot attendees, media, greeters, ushers, those that play instruments, hallelujah, worship leaders and singers, to have a prayerful heart, Lord God, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit with the joy of the Lord that will spur others to worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, Father, we thank you for receiving our worship and prayers of thanksgiving, for hearing and answering our prayers of faith, healing, and deliverance according to your will, your plan, and your timing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. And we agree in the name of Jesus that the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. We want to quickly swing back to you, Minister John. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Yes, ma'am. In closing, let us not forget the opening scripture in regards to Genesis 4:10. When God was talking to Cain, and he said, your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. I truly believe, this is my opinion, I truly believe, when Cain murdered Abel, he killed more than just his brother. More than just his brother was killed that day. I believe Cain killed the generation that was inside of him. The generation that was inside of Abel. I truly believe, God not only heard Abel's voice crying out, but God also, with his spiritual ears, heard every seed, listen to me, every seed that laid dormant inside of Abel. So when God said to his brother, to Cain, your brother's blood is crying out to me, I believe it was not only Abel, but every seed that had he lived would have produced generation after generation after generation after generation. And for each one of us listening this morning, if God is able to hear the blood of Abel's, remember and rest assured that he's able to hear us as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We're gonna close out right there. Father, thank you that you're able. You're far able, Father, to hear us, dear God. Your blood, Jesus, speaks. Thank you that your blood speaks. Thank you for your word today, God. Thank you for your blood that covers us. Thank you that the blood speaks louder than Abel's, louder than any sickness, disease, infirmity, louder than any circumstance, louder than our own voices. Thank you for the blood, Jesus. Hallelujah. And thank you for the new covenant in you. Thank you, God, in your blood that was poured out for us. Poured out. Father, we thank you this morning. Father, I pray, dear God, that you bless each of the hearers. Bless each of your children, Father, that we have an ear to hear what your Spirit is saying to your church. Father, enlighten the eyes of our understanding that we know God with a deeper revelation of your blood that speaks. That we move, Father, with a boldness like never before, with humility, each one of us, God, because of the blood that speaks. Father, may we seek after you like never before, hungering and thirsting after you like never before, because of the blood that speaks. God, bless your children, I pray. Keep them. Protect, Father. And we know it will be done. And it is done because of the blood that speaks for us. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. On behalf of Bishop Smith, Pastor Adrian, Minister John, Sister Shirley, Sister Kima, and myself, our entire New Destiny family, thanks you for joining the call this morning. Sister Kima, please continue the worship.